Hey, Smarty Pants, let's play an imagination game. Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then keep them open. Also, unless you're an adult, you shouldn't be driving. Anyway, everyone else, close your eyes and pay attention as we go on a journey into deliciousness. Ready? You're at home when you notice a smell. Could it be? Yes, it's the warm, sweet aroma of freshly baked cookies. You head towards the kitchen when... What's that you hear? Sounds like the timer for the stove going off. Better go investigate. OMG. There they are, in plain sight. An entire tray of chocolate chip cookies still bubbling. You put on oven mitts and remove the tray from the oven. You reach out and touch one. It's warm, soft, and gooey. You have to try one. You take a bite and taste the chocolate and sweet dough. Ah, perfection. Okay, take a second to wipe the drool from the corner of your mouth. I mean, seriously, I bet you could practically smell and taste chocolate chip cookies. So much so, you want some right now, don't ya? So, how are you able to go on this sensory cookie adventure with me? Easy, because of your five basic senses. Do you know what they are? Say them out loud. Did you say touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste? Great job, Smarty Pants. And whether it's to enjoy freshly baked cookies or do pretty much anything, the sensing organs associated with each of your five senses send information to your brain to help you understand and perceive the world around you. But how do your five basic senses work? What happens if one of your senses doesn't work well or at all? And do you only have five senses? Or do you perhaps have more? It's time for another whiff of science on...
Who smarted? Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
If you are listening to this podcast right now, you're already using one of your five basic senses. But what are your other senses doing right now? Well, some of you might be looking out a car window. Others might smell breakfast, or dinner, or your dog.
Luna needs a bath.
Or you might be having a snack, or cuddling with your favorite stuffed animal, in which case you're tasting or touching something. The fact is, you use your five basic senses a lot. We all do. But which is most important?
Hello, and welcome to So You Think You Can Sense. Tonight, we're going to learn a little more about each of your five basic senses. And with your help and our judge's input, try to figure out which sense you like best.
Hang on. So you think you can sense? Is this supposed to be like, so you think you can dance?
No, there's no dancing here.
Good, because dancing doesn't actually require any of the five basic senses. But it does rely on a hidden extra sense you have. But we'll get to that later. For now, let's start with the five basic senses.
Like I was saying, welcome to So You Think You Can Sense. Let's meet our judge, introducing Mary from Texas.
Howdy.
Mary from Texas? Who's she?
Someone who uses their five senses.
Okay, but shouldn't she be famous?
Why? You don't have to be famous to use your five basic senses.
Sure, but shouldn't there be something special about our judge? Do you have really good vision, Mary?
It's okay, when I wear my glasses.
How's your hearing?
What?
And I don't suppose you have extraordinary taste, touch, or smell.
I have great taste. Look at this outfit.
All right, this should be interesting.
First up on our stage, it's touch. Welcome, touch. Tell us why you're the most important sense.
Hi. Well, touch is thought to be the first sense humans develop. Think of a baby reaching out to touch a face or your hand.
Interesting. How does touch work?
Well, touch is a result of several distinct sensations communicated to your brain through specialized neurons or receptors in your skin. Things like pressure, temperature, vibration, pain, and other sensations help your brain interpret what it is you're touching. Thank you. But touch isn't just a sense used to interact with the world. It's also very important to a human's well-being. For example, touch can convey compassion from one human to another. Touch can also influence how you think or make decisions, like what clothes to buy. Some things just feel nicer. It's why Apple makes iPhones with such smooth, rounded edges, which help convey a sense of ease.
Sounds like touch is pretty important. What do you say, Mary?
Huh? Sorry, I was texting. But I do love how my phone feels.
Okay. Next up, sight. Why should you be the most important sense?
As you can plainly see, sight is clearly the most important sense for the simple fact the human brain devotes more resources to process the information coming in from your eyes than anything else.
That may be true, but there's a lot of people who are blind or visually impaired who are managing just fine without sight. So...
good point. However, sight is so important that people who are without it often compensate by having enhanced or improved hearing, taste, touch, or smell. Their brains will actually rewire themselves to improve the other senses to help them interact with their environment more effectively. If your brain changes itself in order to make up for the lack of you, I'd say you're a pretty important sense.
Great point. What do you say, Mary?
Sorry, I was cleaning my glasses. I can't see a thing without them. Ooh, but I do smell potato chips.
Oh, that's me, just having a snack. I love snacks.
Moving on, let's bring out hearing. Why are you the most important basic sense?
Honestly, I don't know if I am. What I do know is the human ear is a pretty complex system involving some of the tiniest bones in your body.
Wow, your honesty is refreshing. You don't hear that very often.
I will say, one thing that makes hearing pretty important is the fact that you retain your sense of balance because of the workings of your inner ear. Your inner ear is made up of something called the vestibular complex. Besides carrying sound to your brain, your vestibular complex contains receptors that regulate your sense of equilibrium, or balance. And the same nerves that carry sounds to your brain also carry information that helps keep you balanced.
Anything that helps keep me balanced sounds like a good thing. What say you, Mary?
Sorry, but I can't hear anything over the sound of the narrator eating potato chips.
Oops, sorry. I love snacks.
Okay, it's time for a big whiff of smell.
Hey, big whiffs are our thing.
Who's smarter?
Do tell, smell. Why are you the most important sense?
I may not be the most important basic sense, but I'm definitely one of the most underrated. How many different kinds of smells or scents do you think humans can smell?
Good question. What do you think, Smarty Pants? How many smells can you smell? Is it A, over a million, B, over a billion, or C, over a trillion?
According to researchers, humans can distinguish over 1 trillion different scents. In fact, research suggests humans are just as good at smelling as dogs.
Really?
Yep. Fun fact, most human sense of smell is just as good as other mammals, including rodents. Humans have 6 million olfactory or smelling receptors. Well, this is far less than super smelling animals like dogs, who have 300 million olfactory receptors. Our much more complicated brains make up for the difference.
Amazing, don't you think, Mary?
I'm allergic to dogs.
All right, we're down to our final basic sense. The competition is so fierce, you can practically taste it. Introducing taste. Hello, taste. Please tell us why you're the most important.
Honestly, it'd be in bad taste for me to pretend to be the most important. I mean, your taste is greatly affected by smell. So, without smell, I'm kind of useless.
Unbelievable. I did not see that coming.
Not to mention the texture of foods, translated by your sense of touch, also contributes to taste.
Hang on a second. Sure, taste might need an assist from other senses, but let's face it. When you're eating pizza, burgers, ice cream, potato chips, or chocolate chip cookies, taste is very important.
Absolutely.
Adding to that, I will say, the sense of taste did aid in human evolution, because taste helped people test the food they ate. A bitter or sour taste indicated a plant might be poisonous or rotten. Something salty or sweet, however, often meant the food was rich in nutrients.
That sounds pretty important to me, Mary.
Sorry, I can't stop thinking about chocolate chip cookies.
You've been a huge help today, Mary.
Am I sensing sarcasm?
Not at all. Okay, time to decide on a winner. Everyone listening, just shout out your favorite scents. Go ahead. Our vote counters are standing by. Uh-huh. I'm hearing lots of great answers. And the winner is...
coming right up after this quick message. Now back to Who Smarted.
Okay, before we reveal whether touch, sight, hearing, smell, or taste is the winner, Mary, do you have a favorite scent?
Nope, I like them all.
Me too. I like how they depend on each other or cover for each other if one isn't working so well. The truth is, all five senses are important, but none are so important that you couldn't get by without it. That's the true genius of the human body.
I'm sensing a five-way tie.
Maybe you could have a dance-off to decide.
Ah, that reminds me. Remember earlier when I said dancing might require a sense other than the five basic ones? As it turns out, your five basic senses aren't the only ones you have. You actually have up to 20 more senses.
Whoa.
Including one called proprioception.
Ooh.
Proprioception is a sense that deals with how your brain understands where your body is in space. It includes the sense of movement and position of your limbs and muscles, and allows you to touch your finger to the tip of your nose, even with your eyes closed. Go ahead, try it. Close your eyes and hold out your arm with one finger extended and see if you can touch your nose, unless you're driving. So, could you do it? If so, you've got good proprioception.
Which is perfect for dancing. Everyone hit the dance floor. Five senses, narrator, Mary, I think you can dance too.
Oh, I know I can dance.
Go, Mary. Go, Mary. Go, Mary.
A super shout out to Smarty fans Knox, Sienna, Russell, and their Smarty Mom Susie in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're so glad to have your Smarty family smarting with us. Keep up the smart work. This episode, The Five Senses, was written by Adam Tex Davis and voiced by Chris Okawa, Gia Davis, Brandon Bayless, Jenna Hoban, Sheffield Chastain, Sophie Plitt, Nadia Hobbs, Adam Tex Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted is created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.